Smartly Bonkers, or How to Dress for the Gym and Other Unusual Places. Preface. It is never a good idea to tell someone how to dress. They should dress the way they want to dress. But there is an exception, and that is when someone dresses mean or scary to push everyone away. Because that stuff actually kind of works, and friendly strangers will tend to avoid that person. Therefore, I write this text to those of you who want to scare everyone away by the way you dress and look, and I hope to change your mind and make you smile a little. I used to dress all black, for what it is worth. Everywhere and all the time. I dare say I wore a trench coat to the beach, the Far Rockaway Beach in New York. I also got kicked out of a job, my last one, in fact, for dress code violation. I would simply not put away my incredible goth bell bottoms with something like 45 little pockets that had cute little zippers. I had everything in there. Hackers dress black, programmers dress black, pirates do it, ninjas do it, and goths would rather die than not do it. But then, a random stranger in a random store out in Ludington, Michigan, murmured to me,
"Wouldn't want to run into you in a dark alley."
And while I suspect that he was just really wise, trying to teach me what I'm trying to teach you, my heart just about exploded as he convinced me that all the strangers were scared of me. You don't have to dress like a bird with fanciful plumage. Just add a neat collar, maybe a little accent, maybe half and half. And you'll be all good. A little bit of color, a bandana, goes a long way. And please, do not make mean faces. You can make a focused face, a busy face, a goofy face, but never a mean face, ever. Boys, you can't become a man by lowering the tone of your voice or being a badass. It only makes you look like a hollow person. Use your own voice. Don't let bullies take that away from you. If you want to be a badass, then become a great being by listening to tens of thousands of narrated books written by clear thinkers. Don't hide. Be a hero. Or if you must start slowly, begin by becoming a cheerful sidekick. Always, always stand in the light and never, ever in the shadows. And when you go on adventures, like to a different city or part of the world, wear the most colorful swim trunks with a Hawaiian shirt, even if it's winter. Please consider wearing a cowboy hat and get serious about a pair of decent cowboy boots, even if you are wearing shorts. And then accessorize And here, I just have two words for you. Fanny packs everywhere. Wear one over your head, like Rambo. You can keep your wallet in there. One over your shoulder, like Commando. That's where your keys go. And then like 8 fanny packs around your waist, like freaking Batman. That is where you put your phone and charger and wall plug adapter and solar battery and extra battery pack and USB cable and extra memory cards and a fancy docking station with a VGA out. Actually, might want to carry some smoke bombs in there as well. Just don't bring them on a plane. Because when you are dressed that good and so freaking well equipped, if I may, you will be the talk of town of whatever town you go to. And everyone in town will want to talk to you and ask you small but pertinent questions. Maybe borrow your docking station or ask about the VGA port. Or inquire if they can have a photo with you. Yeah, definitely. Finally, ask your elder self, do they want you to dress scary and sad all your freaking life? Or will they have wanted to go through life be fanny packed, like a son of a gun? Or, you know, cheerfully classy or beautifully handsome with some extra accents, or intelligently balanced, or just smartly bonkers with weird extras.